Republican presidential candidates have a long road ahead of them before the caucuses are held in Iowa, and they're going to eat a lot of greasy meals along the way. Iowa Public Radio's Clay Masters brings us the story of a popular campaign stop known for pizza, chicken, and God.
Pepperoni or hamburger?
Welcome to one of the newest pizza ranches in Iowa. On this lunch hour, around 70 people pack into the restaurant's event room in Fort Dodge in central Iowa. They're here to listen to GOP presidential candidate and former Texas governor Rick Perry. Kim Warden is this location's assistant manager. She's quick to point out Pizza Ranch does not endorse candidates, but they will tell you what's good for lunch.
We got the best chicken in town. We have very, very good pizzas, a very wide variety of pizzas.
It was 2008 Republican caucus winner and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee who pioneered the Pizza Ranch campaign strategy. He's using them again in his 2016 bid for the White House, like a recent stop in the central Iowa town of Jefferson. Huckabee speaks in front of a large mural of a family in a covered wagon and a cowboy riding a horse.
When I visit all 99 counties, I'm not going just because I want to see what the menu at the Pizza Ranch is in every place, although we do love these places. But it's really to answer your questions.
Eric Woolson was Huckabee's Iowa campaign director leading up to the 2008 caucuses. He says when he was the only staffer, he was just looking for a quick and easy place to book. He noticed there were pizza ranches all over the state.
They're very accommodating to folks. I think it was a $25 deposit to reserve it. And I think also if you bought one pizza, you were able to get your deposit back.
Pizza Ranch is particularly popular with Republican presidential candidates, perhaps because the chain's vision statement is to glorify God by positively impacting the world. But Woolson says the restaurant's Christian roots were never the main attraction.
It was just one of those rooms where whether you had six people or 46 people, it was just the right size room where the press wouldn't come in and say, gosh, where is everybody?
Democrats have also used the chain as a campaign stop, just not this go-round. Back at the Fort Dodge Pizza Ranch, after Rick Perry delivers his stump speech, he works the crowd of potential supporters and tousles a kid's hair.
So we're in school.
Fort Dodge Middle School.
Yes, sir.
While the normal lunch crowd works the buffet line, a scrum of reporters and locals encircle the presidential candidate. So I asked the restaurant's assistant manager, Kim Warden, come for the pizza and chicken, stay for the candidates?
There you go. There you go. You never know who you're going to meet.
You could meet the next president among these heating lamps and sneeze guards. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.